one.
Boom! And welcome to the Big Honker Podcast. Did you know segment brought to you by Mallard Bay. I'm Jeff Stanfield with the world famous Andy Shaver.
Oh, shit. Wrong one. That's the did you know. I'll get it down.
We got to have dad. That was dad's favorite saying. Did you know?
Well, we never recorded that, so.
I think in some of the old episodes, I bet there is some. I'm going to have to listen back to them.
Scourge them, Jeff. Scourge them.
So we'll go back and listen to them.
Did you know? That's what he'd always say.
Yep. So tell me what my did you know is today.
Okay, I've got two for you. One is going to be really quick. One is a bit of a story. So, did you know? This is kind of a no-brainer, but did you know that America is one of only two, there's only two countries in the entire world that give a fuck about their lawn?
I did not know that.
America and Australia
are the only two places.
The rest of the world does not give a shit about what their yard looks like. It is a hunk of grass. They'll mow it occasionally. The lawn care industry in America, I'll start with Australia. The lawn care industry in Australia is estimated, they couldn't get the numbers exactly, but it's estimated to be around $3 billion. It's around a $3 billion industry in Australia. Let me guess.
I'm going to say $100 billion in America.
75.
I knew it was a lot.
$75 billion industry. No other country is even close.
So there's two. I never have thought about that.
One of two. Lawns are uniquely American.
And it's geographical, too, because when we were in Seattle and on the West Coast,
yeah,
those people don't take care of their yards like we do either, and I was really surprised by that.
Yeah. I wonder if it's because...
And I'm sure there's some people in Washington that take care of their yards, right. So just don't... But we stayed at... On but the West Coast, and there wasn't that many people that took care. Like in our even in our little town,
yeah,
there are a lot of people that take pride in their yard.
Yeah,
and we're one of them. Both of mm-hmm. us are.
I'm having hell with my yard. That's why. That's how this even came up. I'm having hell with my yard. So, that's how I even got to researching this. But I wonder if it's because we have like we're an advanced society, we're a rich society, and we also experience a lot of drought here. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of places, like other countries, it rains all the time. It's easy to grow a yard.
Well, your neighbor's got the best yard in town.
Yes, he does.
Craig Bosworth has got the best yard by far in Knox City.
Yeah.
And I'm jealous of him because he beats my yard, and we have a pretty good yard.
Right.
But his yard is impeccable. Yeah. Really, it's very, very good. So, anyways, that's interesting.
But it's all built into American pride and competition.
Really interesting.
You get somebody on your block that's got a better yard, and you're like, "That I'm going to beat that motherfucker this year."
Oh, there's no doubt we've got a big dick syndrome in our country.
Put out a little bit more pre-emerge, a little bit more fertilizer, and just...
Do you remember Nick Wiles telling us a story about his brother-in-law?
No.
His brother-in-law likes to work in his yard all the time and takes pride in it.
Right.
And Nick and them made up some fake yard of the year, and they would go and put it in some shitty yards where it's on his way to work, and would get him pissed off every day.
Right.
My God, my yard's a lot better than theirs.
Way better than garden, that motherfuckers.
That's an interesting fact. I'm going to give you one real quick.
It's kind of one of those no-brainers once you hear it, but it makes sense.
That's very interesting.
Did you know?
Did you know honey is the only food that shelf life is forever?
Yes, I didn't know that.
Well, fuck you then.
That bee guy told us.
I didn't pay attention to that part then.
Yeah, he told us. It doesn't go bad ever.
They've gotten containers of honey that they have found in the from the pharaohs in the under the pyramids.
Right. Still good.
Still good. Now, would you be that one guy that want to test it and see?
No.
Me neither.
I wouldn't want to do that. But
did you know champagne don't last forever?
No, I did not know that.
You've got to flip it around, and you got to have the cork bottle down where it's on the cork. Uh-huh. Otherwise, you're just going to be drinking vinegar after about 20 years.
Made another Negroni last night.
Is he better?
Rory White told me a couple tips. He said add fresh squeezed orange juice in it, about 2 tablespoons full.
So you squeezed orange juice?
I squeezed orange juice.
Did it make it better?
It was better.
Still something you wouldn't order?
I would order it just to see if I'm really fucking, like how far off I actually am as far as making a Negroni. Rory even said it's kind of an acquired taste.
So a scotch.
So.
And I've never acquired that.
Yeah. I don't know.
Are you going to try the Azalea Martini? Is that what it was?
Azalea cocktail? Yeah, that sounds delicious. It's just vodka and lemonade.
Your mother has an azalea plant that she planted when he died, which was Michelle's grandmother. We called her He Bird died 16 years ago?
Yeah, probably around there. Yeah.
About 16 years ago. Mom's got an azalea plant that she's kept. I just thought it was a green. I didn't know what it was. We water it all the time.
Yeah.
It's got flowers on it. First time in 16 years.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's big, beautiful white flowers.
Huh.
First, I don't know why it's bloomed this year, but it hasn't bloomed in 16 years.
Hmm.
They're beautiful. Maybe it's like the cicadas.
Right.
Comes in.
All right. My last did you know. This is a bit of a history. This is kind of not a history lesson, but it's just a interesting incident that happened in history that not many people know about, because I didn't know about this until last night. Have you ever heard of the Dyatlov Pass incident in Russia?
The what?
Dyatlov Pass.
Dyatlov?
Yep. No, D-Y-A-T-L-O-V. Yeah.
That's pretty close, I bet, spelling. I have no idea.
Okay. So, we got to go back to 1959. February 1959. Ural Mountains. There is a team of mountaineers, nine people, and they're all very, very experienced mountaineers, very experienced hikers and skiers. And there's like a big summit that they're going to try. They're on break. They're all students and they're all on break, and they're going to climb this mountain. And it's going to be challenging. They know that going in. So they've got different checkpoints along the way. They make the first one, relay back to base or whoever. They've safely made it to the first checkpoint. They do not make it to the second checkpoint. So, enough time goes by, a couple days, have not heard from the Dyatlov group. So, they send a search and rescue party. And in between the first and second checkpoint, they find their tent. And the Dyatlov party cut themselves out of that tent in a hurry. It's in the middle of winter. It's February in Russia on a mountain, extremely cold, lots of snow, and they cut their tent open from the inside. And then they start finding bodies. They left everything behind. All the cold weather gear is in the tent. There's axes in the tent. There's knives in the tent. Of the nine, I believe that, and I can check it here because I've got something pulled up. Of the nine, I think only three or four succumbed to hypothermia. The rest of them had blunt force trauma to their skulls. Two of them were found by a tree. Their hands were bludgeoned, bloody. The tree had human flesh on the tree where they were trying to climb up. One of the girls had her tongue removed while she was still alive, because autopsy revealed that she had about a liter of blood in her stomach. So she was still alive when her tongue was taken out. Two of them had their eyes removed. One of them had their nose removed. All of them were, I think two or three of them were completely naked. And all of them had on like a hodgepodge of clothing. So men were wearing like something of a woman, and women were wearing like boys' boots. So they left the tent in a hurry. They left everything behind. So, upon further investigation, they all had radiation on them somehow. No, that's one interesting fact that there's no answer to.
Spaceship.
So there's another group that is below them on the Ural Mountains. And the night of the incident, they noticed orange lights in the sky.
Mm-hmm. Called that.
Orange lights in the sky. So they launch an investigation. The guy that is in charge of the investigation, the KGB tells him, leave that out of your report. Don't mention the orange lights. So you can go online. Like, there's a shitload of... So
they never come up with any proof.
So their final verdict was that they met an unknown compelling force of nature, an unnatural force of nature. Fractured skulls, missing tongues, cranial fractures, frostbite, hypothermia, and then they close the case. So, not much of a did you know? I guess it's a did you know of the Dyatlov Pass incident. Because I never was. A compelling force of nature.
It's very interesting.
So they found radiation on them.
That's what gave it to me.
Lights in the sky. And then, so that was another thing. One of the guys, he took a camera. And he photographed the entire expedition, which probably didn't last very long. he took that from the tent. Didn't take his cold weather gear, but he grabbed his camera on the way out. And that was the last picture he took right there.
Looks like a Bigfoot picture, nothing, just a blur.
Well, they said, well, it's in the middle of the night. And these, they don't know if these are the orange lights that he tried to get a picture of. They also speculate that it could have been the Russian Yeti that did this.
So Sasquatch.
So they were all kind of strung out. They found three right off the bat, two or three right off the bat. And then the others were went to a cave where they all died of weird injuries.
That's very interesting.
The Dyatlov Pass. So it's not just here that see the UFOs. It's also, but they don't know. I mean, they don't know if they stumbled upon like a Russian KGB site that nobody was supposed to know about. I mean, they just don't really know. But something scared them bad enough to where they cut open the tent and they all jetted. That's the tent.
Hmm. That's interesting. Did you know? Really good deal.
Did you know? Brought to you by Mallard Bay.
Yep. Check out Mallard Bay. If you're a guide or an outfitter, get a hold of Mallard Bay. They help your business at Guide Tech. The calendar program they have, the way you can keep up with all of your stuff is amazing. Brilliant stuff going on over there at Mallard Bay. Check them out at mallardbay.com.
It was 16 below. That's where it was. 16 below when they left the tent with no clothes.
All right. Thank y'all for listening to us. Appreciate you. God bless you and have a great week.
Watch for deer. Go check out Mallard Bay, boys and girls. Thank you for listening to Did You Know?